Lowline Jewelers.
Hi, how are you, Dan?
Tom. Yep. I answered the phone before you got busy again.
Yeah, I know.
Good for you.
What's going on? How are you?
Listen, I'm sorry that last stone, I forget what it was, but I sent it back. The guy told me he was buying and he was going to get the finance, and he came back and he said, I can't afford that stone now. Anyway, so that's why it came back, but that's why
I was wondering what happened there. Was he still in the market for something?
Well, you see, I had a carat and a half, and I showed it to him, and he said, now my girlfriend wants a 2-carat. And so that's when I got it from you. And so he says, yeah, I'll take it. And then he went to do his financing, and then he came back and he said, you know what, I'm going to go down to the lower price one and just get her the carat and a half. And I said,
yeah.
Oh. Anyway, that's how that happened.
I gotcha.
But I don't use your stones to make my sale. I don't want you to think that. Sometimes it works out and sometimes
it was a fleeting thought that just went through my mind, Dan.
You know what? I've been at this so long. In my early years, I was in Honolulu, and there was only like three bigger diamond dealers in Honolulu. So if someone asked for a stone, you'd call one of those guys. And pretty soon, that client had been to three stores and seen the same diamond?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I would, you know what I would do? If the stone weighed, a lot of them weren't certified. So if it weighed 215, I would say, well, no, this is a 214.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I wouldn't tell them it was 216 because then you'd think I'd cheating them, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So I'd say, no, this is a 213. And anyway, but I got so sick of that because I didn't have my own diamonds back then. And, you know, and now I got plenty of diamonds, and I call you when I need something. But anyway, I don't have any elongated cushion cuts, and I need a 2-carat or real close to a 2-carat that's going to cost me $7,500 about. And I'm hoping, of course, I know that I looked just before I called you. I mean, over the weekend, I looked and I see what they're kind of going. But anyway, what do you have anything like that? It's got to be elongated, like 1.3 to 1 or 1.4 to 1 or something. You know.
Okay. Is this something that you need for the weekend, Dan?
No, I need it. He's not. He's. He lives in Fort Wayne, but his dad's my client. He's my client. He's been in here. But anyway, he's coming in on I need it for the weekend of the 21st. So it's not this next Saturday, but Saturday after.
Okay.
What's this Saturday? What the hell? This Saturday is only the 7th or something.
Yeah, we're a couple
the
weeks
14th. Ahead. Yeah, the 14th is Valentine's Day. That's the next Saturday. It's the following. The 21st, he's coming back. So I got to get it that, you know, by the, you know, like the 18th, 19th, so I can look it over and see if you're screwed up or something.
Yeah, I'll definitely have something for you. That's not a problem. I'm looking at a 171 we have right now. Not in my office, but at least to give you an idea on pricing. This is a GSI-2 GIA for $7,353.
And what size is it?
This is a 171, but it's a really long one. This is 8.5 by 6.1 millimeters, so it's almost a 1:4 to 1 ratio.
Yeah. It's a BS2G.
SI2G.
SI2G. That's the perfect kind of stone, probably, but
yeah,
it might be too small.
Yeah, everything in the 2-carat is. Yeah, I mean your budget is not going to get you much at a 2-carat though, Dan. And I mean this diamond's going to measure like a 2-carat. That's the thing.
We got some time on this. Why don't you look around and if this stone was a carat 85, it sounds a lot better than 170. You know what I mean? See if you got something. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're the best salesman around, Dan. You can explain why this 171 is a great diamond and how cushions aren't all cut the same. I mean, I had a
203. Send me some stones that sell themselves.
That's what this GSI2 is. Yeah, I mean,
keep that one in mind. But everything
in the 2-carat is like 8. I mean, they're same deal. It's like 8.5 millimeters, but they're going to be more money and lower color.
What kind of, if you got that, what do you got in a 2-carat? Give me a price range.
I have a 203 JSI2 GIA, 8.5 by 6.6 millimeters. This is 8725.
87?
Yeah.
And it's a 203?
And this is a 203.
I think with this guy I can get by with a J, but I don't know if I can get him up in price at all. But there's, I can make a little bit of money. This, his dad is real prominent, and it's worth doing him the favor. He does me anyway, so I don't need to make much on this. I'll make money in the long term, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Well, again, I could try to find something else too, you know, as far as an alternative option. This particular J, I don't have it in house right this second to send to you. So if that's a potential,
I'm not like you, Tom, and I will just not take my wife to dinner for a few months and let you make the money, see? I don't think I'd ever hear you say, I won't feed my baby and you can make the money, Dan.
Oh, are you kidding me? If it meant helping you out, Dan, I'd do it.
That's right. Okay. There you go. Do me a favor.
I'll check if
you know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I know what you're looking for, so I'll find something.
So, and just email me with the cert and a price, and I'll look at those certs and I'll call you on which one. And then as it gets closer, I say, send me that and that or whatever, and I'll figure out. I think I can get him up a little bit so we could, but if he's got to get to anyway.
You're saying 180 though would work. That would sound.
I'm not sure. I think I might be able to talk him into it, but I mean, a 171, you keep going, and pretty soon you're down to a carat and a half. You know what I mean? A 198 would be a lot better than a 180. You know what
I mean?
Right,
but I mean, you heard the measurements on that GSI2. That's 8.5 by 6.1. It looks bigger than the JSI2, and it's $1,400 less.
Yeah, but the sparkle's different too. Then if it's got the weight of the, anyway,
snake is nice. It's only 67 on the depth and 64 tables. I mean, all the measurements align. These cushions are chunky, anyways. I mean, you don't want it.
Okay, I'll buy it. I'll buy it. You talk me into it.
Sold.
This guy. You diamond deals. I call up and say, you got a 3-carat oval. I go, no, why don't you ask her if she wants a pair? I got a 3-carat pair. I'm going, she don't want a goddamn pair. She wants an oval, for Christ's sake. Anyway, they always do that.
It hasn't,
I got an emerald cut.
It hasn't changed since the 70s, huh?
No.
I'm just I'm the new version.
That's right, the new version of the old one. Okay, do me a favor and send. And we got all next week to work on this before you send something out
the
following.
Well, don't call anyone else. I'll make the sale with you on this one. All right, I have to say that, Dan. At the very least, we've struck out on the past couple.
Yeah, I know. Damn, but I buy them when I sell them, you know, and I pay you right away. So, okay.
All right.
Very good, Tom. I appreciate your help.
All right.
Very good. Thanks.
All right. Yep, bye.